Who else would it be? It's your boy E, one half of the Earning ISO. Yeah, I mean, show your favorite half. Just don't let nobody know. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all got me breaking out of the regularly scheduled programming just to come to y'all because I had to address. Y'all was grinding me up. You know what I mean, in them text messages, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I had to come here because I wanted to express myself, man. So you know, I broke out of the regularly scheduled episode that I have just to give y'all this because I wanted to share. You know, some of the good comments that was left from yesterday's episode when I was speaking on the choice of me, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all question just minds, you know what I'm saying? The choice of me choosing to, you know, grind and do the 9 to 5 thing and work doubles and dedicate myself to my job so that my children wouldn't have to go through a life of financial struggles. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of y'all came at me. I mean, y'all attacked me somewhat. I was a little hurt, you know what I mean? But I guess it's all good because you know I guess y'all did it in love. So let me go through some of these. First of all, let me go through the good ones that y'all said. You know what I'm saying? These are some of the good comments that you left. Earn's dedication to providing for his kids is commendable. It's a tough world out there, and having financial stability can make all the difference. I can relate to Earn's drive to work hard for his kids. It's a parent's instinct to want to give their children the best possible future. I admire Earn's hustle. It takes a lot of determination to work tirelessly for the sake of your family. Working for your kids' financial security is notable, is a notable goal. Earn's story reminds us of the sacrifices parents make for their children. It's a reminder of the importance of family. It's heartwarming to hear Earn's story of working hard to provide for his kids. Family always comes first. Yeah, I mean, it was a couple, you know, good. Like, I appreciate y'all. And these was the ones that, you know, y'all kind of hit a brother in the soft spot, man. Y'all kind of attacked me, you know what I mean, in some kind of way. Sounds like Earn's more interested in his job than his kids. Maybe he should prioritize spending time with them instead of working so much. Working all the time doesn't make a good parent. Earn, your kids need more than just financial support. Neglecting your kids for the sake of your job is no excuse. Maybe you should reconsider your priorities. I feel sorry for your kids. Dang, that one right there was kind of crazy. It seems like they're being raised by their dad's paycheck rather than their dad himself. Earn's workaholic attitude is worrying. What's the point of providing for your kids if you're never around to see them grow up? Like I said, man, you know what I mean? I did want to address these and just to understand that, you know, look, every child, there's no book that can be dedicated for that I could write that would help you with your children. Every child is different. Every era is different. You know what I mean? Every time frame is different. Every location is different. I heard a quote from, I can't even remember the guy's name, that he said that where a child is born will be the 75% impactful on them on the location that they're born rather than the parents that they're born to. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we look at what parents do and we look at those as being the outcome of how a child is going to go their way. But you know what I mean? In reality, the area that you grow up in, and I'm gonna add the time frame that you grew up in will be more impactful than what, you know what I mean, if your father or your mother are in your life every day. And like I said, to me, there's no right or wrong way to raise a child. If you're trying, your best, trying to do all that you could do within raising your children, man, look, you winning. You doing what you gotta do. As long as you make any attempt, the effort, putting the time in, whatever it is, man, look, there's so many people out here that just give up. They don't try. You know what I mean? They don't even want to do the work. There's people out here that quit a job that's paying child support so that they don't have to pay child support. There's people out here that get under the table jobs because they don't want to pay child support. You know what I mean? It's mothers that leave their children with people because they don't want to raise their child children. So listen, man, any effort that you're doing at raising your child, you as long as you put an effort in, I can't knock you. People gonna have their opinions on you all day, speak on what you should be doing when they probably don't have the perfect children in the world. You know what I'm saying? We have tons of opinions that we place on other people as if our household is right. You know what I mean? So listen, I appreciate everything that y'all said about, yeah, I mean, you know, my parenting skills and what I've been doing and how I go about raising my children. But at the end of the day, my 22-year-old is, she's doing fabulous, man. She's doing great. She's trying to figure out, you know, her way in life. She don't have no kids out of wedlock. She has no kids, period. You know what I'm saying? And she not on drugs and doing nothing crazy. So somebody had to be doing something right. If not me, I give her credit, that respect, her mother that credit and respect. Somebody was doing something right, you know, to keep her going on and going strong. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to address that because I'm pretty sure that there's parents out here that made the same decision as me that's getting attacked daily because somebody is telling you that what you're doing is not right. You know, listen, like I said before, there's no cookie cutter kid that I can say here, this is what you're supposed to do. This is the template, do this, and your child gonna come out perfect. There's no cookie cutter kid. Every kid comes out different, every situation is different. You know what I mean? So whatever you're doing for your children that you feel as though the best thing that you're doing, don't let it be. But since y'all pulled me out, man, that's not really what I came here to talk about. Y'all pulled me out, made me reschedule some things in place. So I'm gonna talk about, you know, the current event of things that's going on is kind of odd to me on how we go about, I guess, addressing certain, you know, certain people. As you know, yeah, you know I mean, as we all know right now, because y'all know y'all, the social media world is ablaze right now with the Diddy situation. I'm not going to talk about the situation because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not informed on really what's going on. I'm only going to talk about how we handle or how we go about, you know what I mean, our attitude towards him. You know what I mean? With the Diddy situation, the Meek Mill situation, you know what I'm saying? Our attitude towards them. The weird thing about it is that they say that the world loves the underdog story. It seems like we do until you pass a plateau and then we can't stand you no more. You know what I'm saying? As an underdog, we look at you like, hey, man, keep doing your thing. We proud of you. You know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. Look at you. Then when you pass a certain plateau and the underdog story changed from an underdog story to a story of progression and prosperity, it's like, hey, man, what are you doing? Look at you. You know what I mean? We throw statements out to people that really is on us. We tell people like, oh, man, you think you better than us. You know what I mean? Look at you, you know what I mean? Oh, now you don't got time for us. In reality, that person is still doing the same things that they've been doing during their, you know what I mean, climb or ex, you know what I mean, escalator path, you know what I mean, towards success. We start to look at them different. They did nothing different. They've been the same person that they've been. But for some odd reason, some people that, you know, we regard as icons or greats. You know what I mean? Just hypothetically, I'm gonna do this hypothetical. Hypothetically, if roles were reversed and it was Jay-Z that was going through what Puff was going through, people would look at him and be like, we don't believe it. I don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? It's no way that Puff could do that. I mean, no way that Jay-Z can do that. You know, just because of the emotional, yeah, I mean, stance that we have with that person, how we regard that person, how we look at them, you know what I mean? We will look at that as no way in hell that that could happen. And nobody better not, you know, speak on this person. Nobody better not say nothing about them. But because it's a Puff Daddy, and I mean, Puff been going through his things with, I'm not even gonna say, like I said, I'm gonna leave the legality stuff out of it. But he was going through his things with us as far as the community for the longest amount of time. People still accuse him of the death of Biggie Smalls. The weird thing about it is that we make these claims with no proof. But everybody stands on it. Like even now, like we sit back and we feel like we can make fun of the situation, even though it's not just him that's going through it. He got daughters, he has kids, he employ people that, you know, they probably trying to figure out well, where I'm gonna get my next paycheck from. You know what I mean? What's gonna happen? But we feel as though because he going through this, we can make light of it. We can talk about it. We can laugh at him about it. You know what I mean? Regardless of the people that's behind him, that's really being affected by it. And at the end of the day, us making fun of him and his situation, he's still gonna be a multimillionaire. How much really is he affected by the jokes and the things that we make? You know what I'm saying? The only thing that like kind of like made me upset about the situation is that we open ourselves, us, people that look like us, you know what I'm saying? We open ourselves up and talk about people that look like us so much that other people feel like, all right, it's okay for me to do it too because they doing it. Listen, they going in on it. Are they going in on them all day? So because they doing it, I could talk about them too. You know what I mean? I mean, what they gonna say to what they gonna say to me if they doing it all day? You know what I mean? So the weirdness of it, I don't understand the clarity of it because we go through these phases where we say support black businesses. You know what I mean? Because we want to be supported, but we don't support people because of how we emotionally feel about them, or we feel like, I feel like, you know what I mean, he would do something like this. No evidence at all. You know what I mean? Like I said, hypothetically, we're going to do the hypothetical because I don't know. And it could be a Jay-Z situation where you had all the evidence and you could see a video recording of him doing it. We would still be like, no, I don't believe that Jay would do nothing like that. Not Jay. Not the Jay-Z that I know, even though you don't know the man. Not the Jay-Z that I know. He would never do nothing like that. But then somebody else, yeah, I believe he did do it. I believe he did it with no evidence at all, because that's the type of person that I feel like he is. So, you know what I mean? I wanted to bring up the situation of, you know what I mean? Your loss is like, you know what I mean? My gain, or your pain is my pleasure. I don't understand how we going about this thing and how we looking at this and all the skits coming up now. Yeah, I mean we feel as though it's funny to laugh at a person in a term. And the weird thing about it is that now, you know, like I said, you know, y'all know me and ISO, we a little older, but now y'all more familiar with like mental health. We don't know what you can trigger talking about a person like this or what they can really go through because let's just say that this person take it to the extent and they feel like, man, everybody coming down on me. I'm ready to just end it all. And then what do we do when that at that point where when they do that? Do we now mourn that person because we drove them to that point of doing that? So we just had to be careful, man. Listen, we don't know the seriousness of the situation. Like I said, I'm not defending nobody. I'm not vilifying nobody. Let justice be served. You know what I mean? For anybody that went through the that went through the event, you know what I mean, and you have some type of trauma because of it, man. I wish everybody the healing that, you know what I mean, for if you went through some type of trauma, physical, emotional, or what have you. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about how we, the community, attack people without, you know, knowing the truth. So let's just be careful on how we go through things. Cause I heard Mike Epps say something and he said that once he reached a level of success, he went back home and the people around him didn't accept him until he started doing drugs again and he lowered his standard back to them. And so I could look back at you on eye level, you at your lowest point. You back here getting high with me, you're down in the dumps. And now I could look at you and be like, don't worry about it, man. It's gonna be everything gonna be all right. You're gonna be okay. You know what I'm saying? It's weird how we go about certain things, how we feel as though you only human to me for certain people until we can just tear you down and put you back on our level. Just like you take the R. Kelly situation. Yeah, you know, the R. Kelly situation. When R. Kelly was going through what he was going through, it was like mum's the word. You couldn't even speak his name. We couldn't even speak his name, can't listen to his music. But now that he's there and he's serving his time and you know what I mean? He probably at an all-time low. Now with people coming out that they can be like, you know, R. Kelly is one of the greatest R&B, you know, writers and singers ever. But at the time that he was going through this, it was if you said that we gonna vilify you the same way that we vilifying him. You know what I mean? But now that he's already at his lowest point, so we think he at his lowest point, it's like, all right, now we can go back to giving him his flowers. He on ground level. We done broke him down as low as we can break him down. He done lost everything. He back here with us. He wanted the people again. You know what I'm saying? So all right, let's open our arms back up and let's bring him back into the fold. So it's just like I said, man, it's just the thinking of it, you know what I mean, that boggles my mind, that confuses me on how, you know, we take certain stances and certain things because at the end of the day, none of us want to be looked at or accused of something that we didn't do if the masses was calling us that. You know what I'm saying? Or if we did something or if you get pulled over and you feel like, yo, this cop already accused me of something I already did, that's the same thing we doing. You know what I mean? it feel like, man, as the community, we don't want the mirror to be shed on us because we just want to point and laugh. And don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure some of y'all don't feel like that, but we just gonna follow what the masses do. I'm pretty sure everybody don't feel like, well, if they doing it, then I'm gonna do it too. You know what I mean? Or if they all love this person, I'm gonna love them too, even though I don't know why I'm loving them. I love them because y'all all love them. So the majority of the people do it, I wanna be with y'all because I won't be left out. You know what I mean? I don't wanna be looked at as a weirdo. So we all gonna laugh at them, we all gonna laugh at them together. And if we all gonna love them, we all gonna love them together. You know what I mean? Like I said, these are not meant to be long. It's just to continue the conversation off of the video, you know what I mean, in the comments. And y'all continue the conversation of the last one a little, you know what I mean? Y'all was jumping on me. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all was supporting me, a lot of y'all was jumping on me. You know what I mean? A lot of the ladies was, you know what I mean, took the stance of it take more than money to raise a kid. But that's weird because if I was just somebody that sat on the couch all day and when my kids woke up, I was active with them, you'd be like, what you do all day? Just watch cartoons. You know what I mean? We need money in this house with these kids. They need shoes, they need socks, they need school books, whatever. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just caught in the middle where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But for today's episode, hopefully again, y'all enjoying y'all spring break. Y'all having fun, y'all being safe. You know what I mean? Y'all being cautious and y'all being productive. But like I said, this is the Your Pain Is My Pleasure episode. You know what I mean? I just wanted to bring that question out there, like, why do we go about certain things the way that we do? And we only do it to us. Like when it was Jeffrey, when it was Epstein, no, nobody, none of us did the same thing to him. When it was I forget the other, you know what I mean, guy that was, accused of something. But when it's us, we feel like it's the green light to go at him. If it's somebody else from another community, another race, and I ain't trying to be racist, I'm just curious on why do we do that? When there's another race that go through the same thing, it's like mum's the word, don't say nothing about them. We're gonna be quiet. But if it's us, green light, y'all, get y'all cameras out, let's get the skits on, and let's make fun, and let's just jump on this person. You know what I mean? So I don't understand that, man. But we'll continue the conversation and if y'all been texting, if y'all want to continue the conversation there, continue the conversation in the comments. Wherever y'all want to do, y'all know that the voicemail number, which is also the texting number, is down in the description. But without further ado, this is the Earn and ISO show. If you don't know now, you know we out of here, man. Peace.